chance to personally thank everyone who contributes, so I'm taking that opportunity now. So thank you very much for your support. The scripture lesson that will be a concern in the morning sermon, I picked two scriptures. The first one is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 12, verse 8. And then I'll pick a second one, which I'll introduce in a little bit. Both scriptures, this and actually the other one is from Matthew chapter 9, the call of Matthew. Both of them start with an invitation, and both scriptures then have an event that follows that invitation, and then Jesus quotes the exact same quote in both circumstances. First I'll read this passage from Matthew, chapter 11. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And I think I'll read the other scripture. Is there a little feedback? Is it better if I stand back there? Oh, okay. The other scripture is the call of Matthew. It's on page 814, Matthew 9, verses 9 through 13. "As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, 'Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?' But when he heard it, he said, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means: 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.'" And may God add a blessing to our consideration of this word. Amen. Does everyone here know what a yoke is? Have you seen a yoke, like at a fair, or you get two oxen together, for example, and there's a cross beam of wood and two stanchions, I think they're called stanchions, but two metal things that go over the neck of the oxen. And what it enables them to do is to work together. Without a yoke, you can't combine the oxen together. But with the yoke, they're able to work and to pull as a team. And if you want to train a new oxen how to pull, how would you think you'd go about doing that? You pair it with an experienced oxen. And so you teach the new one how to turn right or left, because the experienced one knows how to do that. So when Jesus invites us, says, "Come, take my yoke upon you," he's inviting us to be in that yoke with him. That Jesus is the one who is going to be beside us, that we're going to learn from. That together with Jesus, we will be able to work as a team. It's an invitation. And in the first scripture I read, immediately following this, "Imitation, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden." Immediately following this, Jesus and his disciples are walking through grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples do something that breaks the purity laws, the ritual laws. They're condemned by the Pharisees. And then Jesus says, "Don't you understand? There's something more important than these purity laws that you are striving, that you condemn everyone by. There's something more important here. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice." It's a lesson for the Pharisees and the Sadducees who are there condemning him, a lesson for them to hear, as well as a lesson for those who are invited, the rejected, the tired, the heavy laden. And then we come to this second scripture. This scripture where Matthew, who is a tax collector. Now, are tax collectors popular in the day of Jesus? Are they popular today? But in the day of Jesus, tax collectors were really the bottom of the barrel. They were hired by Rome to get as much money as they could from their fellow, in this case, Judeans. And they were despised by the good folks of Judea. So Matthew is sitting in his tax booth, and Matthew is used to having people walk by and go, "Bad, bad, bad. Tisk, tisk, tisk." And I imagine as Matthew sees Jesus walking up towards him, Matthew is thinking, "I hope he goes by without saying it." And much to his chagrin, Jesus walks up to Matthew and stops right in front of him, looks him in the eye. But doesn't come to condemn, he comes to invite. He says, "Come, follow me." It's an invitation. You know, Matthew, I can't imagine, actually. I imagine it is overwhelming. "Come, follow me." You know, it's a big deal to have a rabbi who is an esteemed rabbi to come and pick you to be a disciple. It's a huge deal. Lots of people don't ever make the cut, it seems. And yet, here's Matthew, who would never anticipate anybody coming and picking him. And Jesus says, "Come, follow me." Now, there's lots of different ways, perhaps. Actually, I can only think of three. You folks might think of more. When you get an invitation, what are our options? No. Maybe I'll consider it later. I'll put it on. I'll think about it. Or yes. There might be other options, but those are the three ones that come to my mind quickly. I wonder how many tax collectors Jesus walked up to and said, "Come follow me," who said no. "I'm happy being a tax collector. I'm staying right here. No, thank you." They might be nice about it. They might say, "Oh, it's very nice of you to offer, but you know, nobody likes me. I'd probably bring you down if I was part of your team. Just leave me here. No, thanks." Or they might have been a little harsher. "No, I'm not interested at all. Why would you think I'd be interested in you?" I mean, but there's lots of ways of saying no, but no is no, however we say it. And maybe there were 30 other tax collectors Jesus asked before Matthew. You and I don't know their names because they said no. And then there's sort of the "I'll think about it," Jesus. "You know, I'll tell you the answer later. Give me your itinerary. Maybe I'll hook up with you in a couple of weeks. You know, but not right now. I'm busy." You remember Jesus asking someone to follow him and says, "No, let me first bury my father, bury my parents. Let me first finish my family business. I'll come with you later." But Jesus' invitation to you and me is always present tense. It's never, "Hey, I'd like you to join me in 3 weeks and in 2 days after that." It's always, "Come follow me now. When Jesus enters our lives, it's always in a present tense. It's always saying, I want you to be with me now. Come and learn of me. Take my yoke upon you now and learn of me. Learn what it's like to follow this loving God, this compassionate God, this God who desires mercy and not sacrifice. Matthew doesn't say no, and he doesn't say later. Matthew gets up and follows Jesus. And that makes all the difference in the world. Changes his life. And he makes Matthew part of your history and my history. You know, Matthew's part of us. We read the scriptures. And we read the words of Matthew. For the yoke of Jesus is in the invitation of those who are rejected. The invitation itself is the message. Come unto me, ye who are heavy laden, burdened with guilt, burdened with feelings of shame, burdened with embarrassment. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. In the passage with Matthew being called, the very next scene is Jesus is eating with the tax collectors, the sinners. Again, breaking that purity law. And again, just like in the other one, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are upset about it. Because their yoke is one in which purity is the trump card. But for Jesus, it's compassion. Loves those tax collectors and the sinners. I think you and I are approached by Jesus in the very places where we might reject ourselves, in the very places we feel vulnerable and we feel as if we don't measure up, in the places where we have perhaps failed and we feel worthless. And Jesus approaches us right there and says, come, follow me. And we might have all sorts of inner reluctances, all sorts of reasons to say no or to say later. We might really think we don't measure up. We might really look at ourselves and think, Jesus, if you really knew all the kind of crummy things in my heart or soul, you would not be asking me to join you. We might have a fear that we will be rejected, that somehow if we say yes and they find us out that we're not so great, that then we will be cast aside. All sorts of reasons to not put ourselves out there. Jesus comes to the person who has been abused for years, who's afraid to look anyone in the eye lest he or she awake the wrath of those around them. And Jesus says, come, follow me. He comes to the child who has gotten F's so many times in school, who has internalized the idea of failure, I'm a failure, who has heard loser from the lips of fellow students. And Jesus says, I want you to help me. Or the person whose job the society considers is insignificant, and Jesus comes up to that person who is alone in life, invisible to their neighbors, and Jesus says, you're just the person I need to change the world. Just as you are. Come, follow me. Jesus invites you and me to take the yoke, this yoke of our Lord upon our shoulders, to walk side by side with our Lord, to learn of him. Each day, always in the present tense, to walk side by side, to see with the eyes of Christ, to hear with the ears of Christ, to love with the heart of Christ, we're invited into this yoke. Say yes. And learn of Christ. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you that you come to us when we least expect ourselves to be called, and you invite us to join you, to be part of your fellowship, to be an instrument of grace, to learn what it means to have mercy, to have compassion, that we might reach out with the hands of healing and of love. In the hands of Christ, in whose name we do pray. Amen. Our concluding hymn is hymn number 69. It's entitled Day by Day.